that experience that I found that people were very comfortable with hearing about Krishna in that setting, particularly new people who have never experienced, again, maybe not even know what the Bhagavad Gita is, to come into your home and to do kirtan, hear Bhagavad Gita, hear Srila Prabhupada's purports, and take prasadam and enjoy the association of devotees. Many people really appreciated that. And the group got quite large at one point. And there's a very nice example of Bhakti Vriksha programs that I really appreciate out in San Diego. And these programs have flourished so much that in time, when the group gets large, it splits. And then it splits again until there are several Bhakti Vriksha groups. And I, going there to San Diego and experiencing their Bhakti Vriksha groups, I didn't get the sense that these were like cliquish groups that where people weren't accepted, but actually there were new people that were coming all the time. And some people were coming and going, but some people were staying. And so I found this a very nice form of preaching, and I think it's a nice form of preaching for young people to do also, because I feel like, in a sense, I was attracted to Srila Prabhupada disciples, but at the same time, my godbrothers, who were my peers, also preached to me, and I could relate to them in a way that was very important to me at the time. And so I feel it's very important for our youth, especially in Alachua, where there's so much youth, and they have so much experience in Krishna consciousness, and so much potential, and so much purity, and so much experience, to share this with other youth who are out in the community of Gainesville, to really take part in that. And I feel like one way that was easy for me was to start a Bhakti Vriksha group, because it's different than any other type of group. It's different than a Bhagavad Gita class, Bhagavad Gita group. It's different than a men's group or women's group. It really caters to new people that are new to Krishna consciousness, in a place where you can invite them and to be in a very secure, comfortable environment, and to see how practically you're living your life. They literally come into your home. So I think in this way, I think this is a very practical way to practice Sankirtan, and I really feel inspired that because of my relationship with a personal guru, that I'm able to read ancient scriptures like this and to see that they're timeless, that they're eternal, and that they can be practically practiced no matter who I am or what I do or where I am or what level of Krishna consciousness I'm at, I can still practice Sankirtan. And when this happens, wonderful communities like Alachua in San Diego and Tallahassee and Jacksonville, they begin to flourish. And many people get to hear these wonderful pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So I'll end there with any questions or comments that any devotees have.
I was thinking, that's a very interesting point you made, because recently I was reading Srila Prabhupada's, the famous quote he always called, Jare Dekho Tare Kaho Krishna Prabhupada. So he was saying that the symptom of a surrendered soul, that always thinking these two things, what am I willing to give pleasure that beloved will be happy. So Prabhupada said the devotee surrender means always thinking how to please Lord Chaitanya. And Lord Chaitanya says, whomever you see, share Krishna consciousness. This way you become guru. It's almost like the same thing. Very nice. And if somebody does not do, that means he is not surrendered. Yeah. We want to be surrendered, but that's the symptom. What am I willing to give up that will please them? And what am I willing to give? Do something that will please them, sharing Krishna consciousness. That's very nice. Thank you.
Thank you, Prabhu.
Thank you. Very nice. presentation. I think what I like also is, like, you see it in your example in your work situation that you can't openly just do all the different forms of sankirtan that we might be familiar with. But by making friends, people become favorable. And I found that from there, there's like a bridge to inviting them over to your home, or perhaps even to a bhakti ritual meeting, to get them more exposed, you know, takes them out and puts them in a setting where they can actually get a little deeper exposure, but totally comfortable. So there's that little bridge that brings them a little bit closer. And, you know, it's natural. We shouldn't be afraid to do that, because that's how people get closer. That's how they come to know us and actually feel free to inquire and go deeper.
Jai, thank you. Jai. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki. Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita ki. Srila Prabhupada ki. Gaura Premanandi.